Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When I was down in Mexico.
You gotta take a photo.
With the kids, man. We were doing those veterinary clinics, and basically what we would just do everything. We'd go from town to town and do a different clinic every day. And kids would and families would bring in their pets to be spayed and neutered or whatever they needed, you know, as far as their animals go. So, and this was the same trip where I had to learn to throw my fecal-stained toilet paper into a wastebasket.
Right.
You could not flush toilet paper. So that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, was wipe my butt and then throw it away in a trash can. That was the mountain to climb, right? I got over that. But we were at a clinic. It was like the second day or the third day. My job that day was recovery from anesthesia, okay?
So what do you do?
When the animals are coming out of anesthesia, you either hold them, you kind of generally just kind of wake them up.
What kind of animals are these?
Cats, dogs,
oh, raccoons. Standard raccoons, all right.
Yeah, but
do they need to be coddled when they're coming out of anesthesia?
Can't they just
wake up?
It's a little bit, you need to kind of rile them. You need to kind of wake them. You need to bounce them. It's like having a baby on your shoulder, right? So cats.
Get up, baby.
Cats are one thing. And these cats were pretty docile, and they'd start purring, and you're like, okay. And then you call the kid over, and he would come, and he would get his cat or his dog or whatever. But there's this raccoon, man, and it's on a table. And she's like, just pick it up, put it on your shoulder like a baby, pat it on the back, he'll wake up.
Is that a normal-sized raccoon?
Yeah, but skinnier. And I'm like looking at that, and I'm like, just to reach down and pick this damn thing up. And to put both my hands underneath its arms or its front, you know, things,
yeah,
arms, whatever.
Front things, yeah.
And then I put this thing, and they have real big, long, black fingernails. So I put this thing on my...
They're goth.
I put this thing on my shoulder, man, and I'm bouncing and walking around like this, and I'm like, this is the most effed up. This is worse than wiping my butt. And putting, I don't know what this thing is going to do when it wakes up. I have never held a raccoon like this before, like a baby.
That's a good thing.
On my shoulder. I'm bouncing it around. I'm looking at it. And the kid's waiting for his pet back. And I'm like, man, is this thing going to wake up? And the thing sneezes. That's you. Blows snot all over my shoulder. I swear to God. That woke up the raccoon. Then he looked at me. And I'm like looking at him, and he's looking at me. Like, he doesn't know me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me. And it was like the damnedest thing. I'm like, God damn, man. He's right here. He's right here. And I'm looking at him like this. I'm like, this is messed up, man. But they're not fat at all. They're actually very docile and very nice.
It's just hard for me to picture.
And I handed the raccoon to the kid, and the kid's like, thank you. And of course, the raccoon shaved from where he got his stuff tied.
Oh, good look.
Yeah, exactly. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So years and years ago, I was in a horrible relationship, and then she ended up having a baby and buying me a dog. The baby, explainable. The dog, not so much.
So wait, she had the baby and bought you a dog?
Yeah, she had the baby, and then a couple months later, she bought me a dog.
Was it your baby?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thank God.
No better time to get a dog than right after you have a baby.
Why didn't you quit your job, move, and get married all at once?
I don't know. I can't explain all of that. But anyway, it was a horrible relationship. So she started taking it out on the dog, right? Beautiful pit bull. Beautiful American pit bull. And, you know, never bite the hands that feed you. So my baby was my baby. I mean, no pun intended. The baby was my baby.
You're talking about the dog now?
My baby. Yeah, I'm talking about the dog.
Okay,
now.
So for future reference in the story, when you talk about your baby, you're talking about the dog, not the baby.
So when you talk about the baby, why don't you talk about the dog?
Now, the baby's his dog, right. But that dog is his baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, we get just you, man.
Thank you. All right, so my dog. So we're in a honeymoon phase again where we just got back together. Everything's all good. So, you know, we're doing the deed. We're in the room. But things have happened before, so I made sure I put my dog away. She's in the kennel downstairs. I'm upstairs in a room, door closed. Well, dogs can hear, like, a whole lot better than human beings.
Yes, they can.
And I don't know what she thought was going on, but I hear the kennel. Like, I hear the kennel door open and slam open. I'm like, no way. It's not possible. About a couple seconds later, the door flies open, and she is on the bed, and she is biting her left and right.
Oh.
And my dog just jumped on the bed, and she was a female dog as well. Yeah, she jumped on the bed and tore her butt up.
For how long was the dog on her?
Okay, so we had just got back together, so I was still kind of angry. So I let my dog bite her a couple times.
No.
And then I stopped her.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
And it's a very important question. As this woman is being bitten and attacked by this dog, did you maintain your erection?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all whatsoever.
And where was the dog biting her? On her leg?
Oh, she bit her twice on the butt. She bit her once in the ribs. She got her in the boob.
Jesus.
And then she got her on the arm.
Wow. Okay. I guess she probably had to go to the hospital after that.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't. They
Are you sure?
Like full on bites. They weren't full on bites. They were more like nips.
She has some
bite marks.
Well, to me, if you got bite marks, then that's not a nip.
Yeah, nips are like the eight things that your dog has on her belly.
Yeah.
But she was an RN at the time. She was an RN at the time, and she knew that my dog had all the shots and everything, so she just tended to herself.
So you're free to bite. You're good to go.
All right, so how much longer did you stay together, and do you still have the dog?
Oh, no, we didn't stay together that long at all, and then I found a loving home for her. And then, the people that I gave her to, like, they kept her all the way to the end. Like, I made sure I kept in contact with the people. Like I said, that was my baby.
How, speaking of your baby, the daughter and all this.
That's his dog.
How's she doing? The daughter.
Oh, my daughter is great. She just, unfortunately, she just made the cheer team. So, yay, thousands of dollars.
She made the what team?
Nice. Cheer team.
Oh, okay, all
spoken
right.
Like a true parent. Like, damn it.
Those tennis shoes are cheap.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, but damn it, man.
Big or small, pet or not, and they're traveling. What is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm going to Spokane this weekend.
Are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
You have to brag.
Yeah, the volleyball tournament.
Do volleyball teams have cheerleaders?
No.
Okay, did not know.
We
didn't have volleyball. I know,
but when you think of sports or cheerleaders, I'm just picturing cheerleaders and a volleyball game.
It's in an auditorium. Cheerleaders for most of the stuff in an auditorium. Girls,
that's not true.
Did you have cheerleaders for basketball?
Did you ever been to a wrestling tournament? There's no cheerleaders.
Oh, that's where they need cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders are football and basketball.
I think we had cheerleaders for the wrestling tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Cheerleaders in baseball in Mexico.
We never had cheerleaders for baseball. That's a fact. They get too bored.
No, but I didn't know anybody that, which was crazy, man. They were cool. They were great. All the same routines. And keep in mind, they got a lot more time to put on routines. So they got like these full dances on. My son, very young, just locked his eyes on this chick's boobs. Yeah. The way he's holding my hand, I almost had to pick him up to move him. He became an anchor.
If I was a chess coach, I think I'd ask.
A chess coach?
Chess coach. I think I'd be like, hey, look.
Chess.
Yes, chess. Like chess. The chess
I thought you said chest.
Chest. Well, I could be the chess coach, too. If I was a chess coach, I would ask the cheerleading squad if they would like to accompany us to our next match against...
He took your K-N-I-G-A-T. Yeah, exactly. Night, go!
Exactly. Let's come up with some stuff on the bus on the way there. We will be the
when
only...
When I say check, you say mate. Checkmate.
We will be the only chess team in the United States. with the cheerleaders.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Dude, I watched that Indian Premier League.
All right.
Generally, cricket doesn't have cheerleaders.
Yeah, I can't imagine it.
They do.
Really?
It's awesome. From what I could tell, I'm like, they gotta be from Russia.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Or something. What would be the ultimate sport or game to have cheerleaders? You're right.
Chess.
Chess would be cool.
Bowling.
I can't believe bowling doesn't. Remember, when you think about where in the country it's huge, you would just think.
You can't believe bowling doesn't have cheerleaders.
First of all, bowling is not boring from the spectator perspective.
Sure.
If you watch bowling now on television, people are going nuts. They're losing it.
Because you're 50.
Yeah. The crowd's going absolutely apex, man. It's kind of because they're doing that kind of like more rock and roll life, you know. Kind of look to it now, yeah. Music and lights.
A couple of texts came in. It says they had cheerleaders for their wrestling. And sometimes we had cheerleaders at our swim meets.
Nice.
Yeah, it just depends.
That makes a little more sense. Kind of cheer them on. Yeah, wrestling.
That's, see, I want the pep band at the chess tournament.
The pet band?
The pep band. Pep band.
Oh, pep band.
Every time he makes a good move.
Just a drum line.
Yeah, like the one that goes to the basketball tournament.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's smaller. They play quicker songs.
Yeah. So every time you take one of their pieces.
They can also do like the wah-wah right. When you're like taking pieces and stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.